Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
49504.
Thank you. The first and last name, please.
Margaret Fryermuth.
Thank you. Mom, I'm going to locate that account, please. All right. For security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
1115 Widdicombe Avenue Northwest, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49504.
Thank you. And I was able to locate the account for ByteHub, so how can I help you?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
ByteHub. How can I help you?
I ordered a thing on Facebook, and it was supposed to be a KitchenAid mixer that I was going to pay $2 for, and my account has been charged for $59.89.
Okay. Looks like you enrolled in a sweepstakes where you pay $1 to $5. And you select items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum. And you also enroll in a meal planning app, which is like $40-some.
Whatever it is, I want that money refunded. Please.
All right. Now, this is a great app. Provides you with different information about meals to help cut sugar and carb cravings, to help eat and feel
better. No, no, no. I don't want any information about meals. I was told I was $2, and I would get a KitchenAid mixer for $2, and that was a scam. So, no, I don't want this $59.89, whatever you're talking about. I would please like you to refund that money to me.
All right. Well, it is non-refundable, but I can drop it down to $20. That's what I was stating.
No, I want all of. I want all of it back. $59.89.
Would you allow me one moment, please? Give me one moment. Give me one moment. So I was able to close out the account. This will prevent all future charges. As a courtesy, I can give a 35% refund back.
What am I paying for? I don't want your product, whatever it is. I mean, you're a scam, for God's sakes.
Right.
I had the fraud center call me from my credit card on Sunday. And now I've had to shut down my card because of you. So I want that $59.89 back, or I'm going to have to go further with it. That's all there is to it. I don't want you to take any of this money. You can't charge somebody $30 for closing something that they didn't really want in the first place for a fraud scheme. If you can't do it, then get me to your manager.
All right, give me 1 month, please. Give me 1 moment. Hold on, please.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I was able to go ahead and refund the 50% refund as a courtesy.
How much are you refunding me?
Half of your money back, ma'am.
No, I want it all back. I don't want just half.
All right. I'll go ahead and
this is a fraud scheme. This is a fraud scheme. And unfortunately, I fell for it. And I'm not particularly happy with myself, and I'm even less happy with you. It was supposed to be a $2 charge, and I was supposed to get a KitchenAid mixer. And instead, you charge $59.89 for something that I don't want. And I don't want you to send anything to me. I want you to send my $59.89 back to my account. And I want it done today.
All right. So I did go ahead and get it fully refunded as a courtesy, and you receive 3 to 5 business days.
So I'm getting the whole refund back?
Correct.
Okay, and how long will it take before that refund comes through?
You receive 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I'm keeping this number, and I will call back if I don't see it back in my account. Do you understand?
That's correct.
Okay, and do not send through any more charges, because they will just come right back, because I had to close that account.
Okay.
So I will watch for 3 to 5 days, and if it's not there, I will call back. Thank you very much.
And thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.